This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, and no objects to be signed. Nothing.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, who would want anything signed by this guy? Is the guy going to sign a dumb album that nobody wanted that he made? Oh, I already came close to cursing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hey, guess who's back in the studio? Me. That's right. Your friend Tom. Tom's back. For the time being, I am here in the studio bringing you the best show from New Jersey, the way we usually do the show, the way I've done it since the beginning of time, and then haven't done it that way for a couple months because I've been working on assignment, as I would say about others, and I was the one on assignment this time, but you know what? I'm off assignment right now. Will I be back on assignment? Yes. We'll figure that out too. But right now, I am here, I am with you, and I am excited about doing the best show. And the phone number is 201-332-3484. If you want to be on the show, this is what you do.
This is a serious message.
You call and you talk to me. We're going to talk about stuff. We're going to have a grand old time, just like we used to. And the whole gang is here, Mike and Pat, right, and Dudio. Oh, my goodness, it's back, and it's the best show, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love.
Going on? It's me, Tom. Right? Back again? How about that? Here I am, back in the captain's chair. I hope none of you were sitting in this chair while I was out. Mike? Pat was. Okay. And Jason sat in it. Mike, were you in it? No, never. Mike gets it. Mike, 50 points for you for that. 50 points. All right. And here he comes, studio, stomping in. As mad as can be. Trying to kick the door open. What is this? What are you, Starsky and Hutch? You could kick a door open? You push it open with your hand. Gently, slowly. I don't need to get the jump out of my own skin. You jump through the door like what am I in a horror movie? Yeah. Guy kicks the door open. Is this really how you guys have been acting since I've been gone? Not you. We have a lot to talk about tonight, Mike. Don't think you're off the hook. Oh, don't think you're off the hook. You should know better, Mike. Oh, and that laugh. Oh, boy. I tell you. So happy to be back. I really am. It's the best show. Phone number 201-332-3484. That's the number if you want to call. And what did we just hear? Oh, we just heard Car Seat Headrest from their hit album from 2 years ago called Teens of Denial, and that's a song called 1937 State Park, and it's on Matador Records, and that's a great band and a great record label. And yeah, that record kind of sustained me a little bit while I was in Toronto, as the locals up there say. Toronto. Yeah. They don't know they say it. Yeah, I was there for over 2 months. Working on a TV show. And I already said what the show is. It's What We Do in the Shadows TV show version of the movie What We Do in the Shadows. Very funny. That's all I can say. It's gonna be funny. Yeah, so I've been there for a while. And now I'm not. I think I'm gonna end up back. And then I'll be back. I'll be back and forth one more time, I believe. And that's how that goes. All right. That should do it. And thanks, everybody, for listening. It's a shorter show than usual. Just wanted to say hi. No! We got a full-length show tonight. Full-length show! What do I got to tell you all? Yeah, you know the best show patches, right? You know those patches people gave over at patreon.com/thebestshow, and that's how they get one of the patches, and those patches are going to go out this week. So if you are getting one, keep your eyes peeled because they're going out, and you'll get your patch, and I pray they're beautiful. Thanks to our guy, Jeff T. Owens, over at My Metal Hand. He's the best. This guy's so talented. Thanks for doing the designs, Jeff. They're cool, and I appreciate it. And yeah. And you can always support the show over at patreon.com/thebestshow. We don't do ads no more. That's how we raise money, is to keep the budget going for the show and to so that people can get paid and whatnot. Is through Patreon, and it lets us do the show without having to do things talking about gambling. That was the line. You want to know where the line was? Imagine you're about to do your radio show, the thing you've kept as pure as you can keep your whole life, the purest expression of your creative existence is this thing you've worked, and then you're 2 hours away from doing it on a Tuesday night, and then suddenly you see that, oh, the thing you're reading commercials for is under investigation by the state of New York. And I'm supposed to tell you to go do it, to gamble on it. Yeah, that was the line. But now we're happy. We're at Patreon, and the show we keep the lights on and people get paid and guests get paid on the best show. And it's a self-sustaining endeavor. And I love it. And look, do we make as much money as some of these other shows? No, we don't. Hamburger Man, this thing. God even knows how, like, the money they make. Hamburger Man. Hamburger Men, there's two of them now. I believe there's a site they added a second Hamburger Man. And for people who don't know what I'm talking about, there's Los Angeles makes podcasts now. It says it as soon as you land at the airport. It says, welcome to podcast country. And as soon as you get off the plane, somebody invites you on into the airport as a guest on a podcast. And you don't know it was rolling already, and suddenly you're on a podcast. It's like, wait, I'm trying to get, I'm at Carousel 5 trying to get my suitcase. Oh, you're trying to get your suitcase, huh? Tell me about the time you were at Carousel 5 trying to get your suitcase. It's happening to me right now, actually. I don't have this experience locked down yet. So look, they make podcasts. If you're not doing one there, you get a citation. It was like for the people who use too much water during the big water shortage out there, they got fined. And for people who don't have a podcast, they get fined in Los Angeles. So there's this thing, Hamburger Men, where these two guys go, and they go to every fast food place known to man and eat. And then they're just like, oh, the French fries at this place. Oh, my goodness.
Did you dip them in ketchup?
Oh, did I ever.
What about the special sauce?
It was delicious. And the money these guys make, because they talk for 4.5 hours about a onion ring dip that they get at the drive-thru. The money that show makes. And I'm going to say this right now. I got no beef with these guys. No pun intended. Hamburger Man. That's not a joke I meant to make. I welcome them on the best show. I welcome them on the best show. On Hamburger Man. I welcome either Hamburger Man or both. Because look, we set the pace, baby. We set the pace. I've been doing this for so long. I'll watch Hamburger Men come and I'll watch Hamburger Men go. I used to be on WFMU, and every once in a while, some Weisenheimer DJ would just be like, I'm going to do a show like your show, and I'm going to do comedy bits. Oh, best of luck. God bless you. I always say, God bless you. There's room for everybody. But you know what? I'd look in their eyes, and the second I looked in their eyes, I knew they were weak. I knew it wouldn't last. That didn't spook me for a second. Bring on the competition. Bring it all on. You read the article about Cabin Boy this week. It said that Sharpling and Worcester are arguably the most successful, or the arguably the best radio comedy duo of the 21st century. Or of the last, it's like, and who else is there? I don't know who would come in second on that list. I think there might only be one. I say bring on the competition. I'm ready, right? You come at me, I got nothing. If you take it, I'll give it to you. It'd be like get the pink slip, like in Greece. I'll give you the best show pink slip. You get all the equipment. Dudio will lug the Pro FX 16 out to your car, right? If you beat me, you get it. You get the equipment. And I also want to say this, and this ties into something I want to talk about tonight. A topic that a young person suggested that I cannot remember who it was, but I salute them for this, and I'm sure I'll figure out who it was at some point and give them credit, was the idea of doing a show where how squeaky is this chair? What is this? I go away, this chair, suddenly it's a squeak fest. Listen, hold on. Listen to that. I'm trying to run a pro show here. Listen to that. Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. No, no. Dude, yeah, is there any Earl out there? Get some Earl, please. Get some Earl for this chair. I want Earl. Can't deal with this squeak. This squeak, what is this? I'm trying to run a pro show. Do you think Hamburger Man got a squeaky chair? Well, they might, I don't know. Think Sklar Brothers got squeaky chairs? No. You think they got two chairs. The one's more silent than the next. Think Jesse Thorpe over at Radio Fun Land, whatever his thing's called? Think he's got a squeaky chair? No. Marin, squeaky chair? No. No. My Favorite Murder, whatever that thing? No. There's no squeaky chairs. You think Paul Scheer's got a squeaky chair when he does his movie thing? No. You think Zooks is sitting in a squeaky chair? No. Hollywood Handbook? No. No squeaky chair for them. Besho, oh, I come back. Squeaky chair. Oh, I'm going to throw this chair out the window. Sick. It's sick and it's sad how squeaky this bleeping chair is. Oh, and I went to Costco today to get snacks. I sent an email out this morning saying to the crew, hey, I'll get some. What do we need in the studio? First thing back, Mike. You need more Coors Light. Yeah, okay. You'll get your Coors Light. Yeah. And Pat says, oh, we need paper towels. So I buy a huge thing of paper. We get 40 rolls of paper towels in here. I could run a paper towel outlet now out of here. That's it. Oh, come on, Tom. Be nice. Be nice. You're back. You're back. Your pals kept the show going while you were away. Your pals kept it going. Be nice, Tom. Be nice. Your pals kept it going. Sure, Mike did a show last week that I have been told by everyone was just a parade of sickness and a cry for help. Some said it was a celebration of demented thinking, and there's a reason why his show is called Depravity's Rainbow. Because it is like a rainbow that just, you get it. Why am I explaining the title? First of all, it's a pun.
Maybe you guys have read Gravity's Rainbow. It's a Pynchon. It's a early 70s work. Kind of a landmark piece in his oeuvre. To some it is. I would go more toward Crying a Lot of 49, I think, is a more concise masterpiece. Though I consider The Bleeding Edge to be a late career renaissance. Inherent Vice, it's fun. It's a fun book. It's Pynchon's really just having fun on that one. He's just laughing. And I like these guys' books. Enough with these eggheads. These eggheads gotta go. World's got too many eggheads in it. You know, no, the eggheads can stay. Just know you're an egghead. That's it. That's all I ask. Just know you're an egghead. It's all right to be a windbag if you know you're a windbag. Right? It's okay. You're going to start pretending you're not a windbag. Just know you're a windbag, though. It's okay. There's room for everybody. We all got a place on this world. Right? We can all make it happen. We all got a spot. There's room for the squeaky chair. Ugh, what did you guys do to it?
I left this thing was as silent as a church mouse. Now it's squeaking it up. No Earl out there? What about in the garage? Go check the garage. Check the boot of someone's car. Right? Check the boot. That's a trunk. Yeah, enough of these eggheads. Phone number 201-332-3484. Best show, hi.
Hello.
Hello. To whom am I speaking? Yes.
Hello, yes. This is Rich from Tennessee.
Rich from Tennessee. Where in Tennessee are you? It's a very wide state, my friend.
Yes, sir. The town is called Altamont, Tennessee.
Altamont, Tennessee. What is Altamont near?
Right, that bed music is really high.
Is it? How did that happen? Oh, I go away, everything changes. Sorry about that, Rich.
Much better.
Yeah, because it's gone. I tell you, I don't know what these guys did to the thing. I don't know what they did, Rich.
Hey, Tom.
Hold on, Rich. I'm in the middle of manufacturing rage. I don't know what these guys did, Rich. If they don't sort this stuff out, you know what I'm going to start doing?
Curtains.
No, it's not curtains. Yes, it's curtains. It's curtains. Let me ask you a question, Rich. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Okay, I'm right here, yep.
All right, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, a little nervous. First time calling you, and you're a big hero of mine. And
well, that's sweet of you to
just
say.
Love hearing your voice, and we're actually talking.
Oh, Rich, that's the nicest awesome. Thing I ever heard. Why don't you calm down a little bit? You're just here with me, and we're friends, and we're just talking. Not friends, but we're radio friends right now. What's going on? What led you to call in tonight, Rich?
Well, many years have led me to want to call you. I've always been kind of scared. Again, you're a hero of mine, but tonight, what was it? You're back in Jersey, buddy, and just want to say welcome back, man.
Oh, thanks, Rich. Hey, what did you do to the levels, guys? Oh, I'm going to find out, I tell you. You know what I'm going to do, Rich? I'm going to get a ruler. I'm going to start wrapping them across the knuckles. Is there a way to get the levels are so hot when the callers are on the bed music? What's that? No, the bed music. Oh, bed music. Bed music is off the charts loud. When I called in last week, I could not hear a thing. Studio, looking at the board. Upside
those knuckles
down.
Are going to be hurting hard because it's wintertime.
I'm getting a ruler. Yeah. Dry knuckles.
Skin.
Right? Let's try it now, Rich. I'm going to let you be a test subject for this.
Okay.
How's the bed music now?
It's non-existent. It's not there.
It's not there. All right. You did it. Good. Thank you, Dudio. Thank you. Dudio, 55 points for you. It is? No, I know. I gave them out. Well, did you find the Earl? There's no Earl, so take 30 points off. No,
squeaky.
Earl. Thank you. How's the bed music now, Rich?
Again, it's non-existent.
Oh, I love it. All right, dude, you'll put the full 55 points back. All right, so Rich, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back here. I'm back where I belong. Back in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not from Toronto. I'm not from there. I don't belong there. I don't belong there eating their weird pizza. That they slice down the middle. Imagine that. You go order a slice of pizza and then they cut it right down the middle. Pizza's bad enough. I got to eat it. That's like I'm eating two slices now. And also when you go from 8 to 16 on a pizza, what are we in a classroom? Trying to stretch a pizza, right? Was this fourth grade now? Trying to keep the pizza alive? Should be my option whether they stretch the pizza cut it in half. All right, you got the sniffles, my friend.
Well,
so
I never heard that slice. You always talk about the slices down the middle, Canadian style slices, and
it's mind boggling. You can't process it. That's the problem. You can't wrap your head around this. But trust me, my friend, it's what they do. I don't get it.
Did you keep bothering with it? Did you keep on with it, or did you quit at some point?
Well, I kept bothering with it insofar as there were nights when I would get home from work, and it's literally the only thing open for me to eat that night. So, for me bothering with it, it was the only thing I had food wise as an option.
Right.
Who else am I going to eat? A candy bar? Yeah. How many Coffee Crisps am I supposed to eat? What? No, there's no diners, Mike. What do you think? There's diners up there? No.
You got to go to the one diner.
The one diner? No, not going to the one. You got to go to Herbie's or whatever it was called. Oh, you got to go to Herbie's. Where's Herbie's? 95 miles away. Oh, that laugh. Dude, you subtract 15 points for that. A little too enthusiastic. All right. Do you think it was do you think it was legit, Mike? No, Mike doesn't. Mike, you know what? You take 5 points off for not supporting Dudio. And did you guys order pizza? Go ahead. Well, not for me. I don't eat food anymore. All I eat are 6 M&Ms and then a sensible meal. It's like my it's like a Richard Simmons deal a meal cards now.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
No, I won't. Just get it. Just get the pizza. You take it home. You take it home. So, Rich.
Yeah, buddy.
What's going on down there? Where is this town of this Altamont? Where is that?
What's in here? Okay, Altamont, Tennessee. It's in between Nashville and Chattanooga, okay?
Okay.
And we're in the middle of nowhere, but we're in the middle of a Mennonite community. That's where I live.
Okay. How's that working for you?
Well, when we first moved here about 4 years ago, we're farmers now. I'm kind of a rock and roller. I kind of done a lot of things, but we kind of changed, switched gears up and decided to be farmers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
now, when you say farmers, what's your crop? Is your crop that old, you can say it. Is that your crop?
Well, you know what I mean. there was a plot of land that just got busted for the old the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, helicopters. The feds came in. It was crazy. That's a real thing. It happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're a veggie. We're an animal farm.
I eat fish, my friend. What's the deal? So you animal farm. So you got one of those No Country for Old Men animal clonkers?
We raise grass-fed cattle and pastured pork.
I can't process that. That sounds
right.
That's rough stuff, man.
But I can tell you a story.
What is it? What's the story?
Okay, so the Mennonites, right? So that's kind of like poor animals.
You're hitting that a little hard. As if what is this? Straw dogs are terrorizing your house?
So we live next door to this woman named Anna Marie, and she's old. Old school Mennonite. And she's all by herself except with her mother that lives there with her. And her mother was, Anna Marie's like 70. Her mother's like 92 or something like that. So, and poor Anna Marie's mom, she's not with us anymore, okay? But a couple years ago,
yeah.
I would drive down the road and Anna Marie's mom had this weird sort of cancer of the nose. And I don't know if these people.
What is this story? What is this? Suddenly, it's like, what?
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell you what happened.
Okay, she's got cancer. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to.
Right. Some rot of the nose, okay? And she has this bandage
around
her face.
It's fine.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Right. So at nighttime, when I'm coming home from things, I'm driving home, she's literally, and there's a church, okay, you know, right there in the proximity of our house and where she lives. So I'm coming home at nighttime, and she's walking down the lane, and she, and I come up to her, and I'll stop just out of, you know, being nice and roll down the window and say, hello, ma'am, hello, ma'am. She goes, good evening. Just like that. It's, it was crazy. So we were in Chicago and we moved here and, oh man, that was just so wild. I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. Well, that's a little rambly story there you got there.
Sorry, buddy. Kinda, can I talk about Creed 2?
That's all right. No, it's fine. No, no, you're fine. I liked it. It was good. It was good. It kind of didn't have an end or a beginning. No, it just was. It just was. It's okay.
Yeah, it was.
No judgment on that. So,
yeah, again, I've never called you, Tom.
Don't worry, buddy, buddy. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you got a thing down, you know, does anybody drive around like in a Dukes of Hazzard car down there?
Oh, all the time. And they're always behind me with their headlights on the full beams at nighttime.
You're driving on country roads?
Country road. Absolutely.
They probably don't take to you, you city folk up down there, right?
Well, we've done pretty good assimilating, if I do say so myself.
Well, I don't like that accent. That sounded...
Well, if I do say so myself.
Oh, boy. Well, how about podcasting? How's that going down there?
Well, what do you mean?
What about this? What would you think about an old-fashioned, like, you know, on the Dukes of Hazzard, where he's just like... Oh, boy, those Duke boys are sure getting into a heap of trouble, right? Remember?
Of course.
And you're just like, what if I just like, you know, boy, these podcasters these days, right? Maybe that's what podcasting is missing. Like, L.A. podcasting is missing some sort of like, some kind of like down-home country guy to be in the mix, right? Like, boy, we got a barn burner of a show planned for you tonight. We got Jack Allison's going to be on the show tonight. He's this young whippersnapper sure has a lot of salty opinions about a lot of people in the alternative comedy world. Boy, oh boy, does he does not get along with people from the improv community, Brett Citizens Brigade. This Jack Allison. Boy, he's coming on the show later, and then very exciting. We're gonna have who's the guest? Who they have on the show? Ben Schwartz is coming on later. A great, funny guy from Parks and Rec. We got him coming down later for the podcast. All right, I'm done. Thank you for the call.
Hey,
best show. Hi.
Is this Tom?
Yeah, it is.
Hey Tom, I'm a new convert.
Welcome. What's up, buddy?
Hey, so this is Ahmad from San Diego. I just wanted to talk about Gravity's Rainbow for a little bit.
Ahmad from San Diego.
Yep.
All right.
I'm what you call a wannabe egghead.
You're a wannabe egghead.
Yeah, I've had Gravity's Rainbow on the shelf for 3 years, and halfway through.
Yeah, it's a hard book, man.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where every time I read it, I have these very strange dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Like one time I dreamed that I was doing a bit on Late Night of Conan O'Brien, but it was in a different dimension.
Uh-huh.
And then it ended up with me at LAX, and I saw a woman with no skin except around her eyes looking around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might not want to read this book at night. It sounds like it's permeating the fabric of your dream state.
It's sinking into my brain. I think it may like cause like violent actions in real life. Maybe.
Well, you can't. You might need to go see a professional then. If it's actually impacting you that way, go see somebody. Go talk to somebody, buddy.
Maybe they should talk to you. Well, can I talk to you, Tom?
No, I am not a professional. Am I a professional entertainer? Yes, I am. Am I the best? One of the best, sure. Will there ever be another like me? Probably not.
No. No, there's no one like you, Tom.
Will I ever get credit for what I did? Nah.
But if you're having head problems, I am not the person you want to turn to.
Another dream I had after reading Gravity's Rainbow.
And what? Here it comes. Just get your prank out of the way now.
I'm not the e-cigarette for legs guy.
You what?
I'm not the e-cigarettes for legs guy.
No, I'm fully aware of that, but I feel like you've got some other limp agenda that you're going to try.
No, this call is 100% genuine.
You've been waiting 3 months to drop on my head. Go ahead, get it over with. Get it out of your system.
No, it coincided with me saying Infinity War.
What's that?
So it coincided with me saying that Infinity War movie, you know, the Avengers movie.
Yes.
Yes, and
they're all dead, you know, by the way. The next movie, half of them are not going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man is dead. Black Panther's dead.
Aren't you in the Marvel Universe?
Good question. You'd think I filmed two things for two movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I am. I don't know. I don't know if Cutting Room 4 stuff. Somebody tweet at Peyton Reed and ask him if I'm in... technically in the Marvel Universe, even though I've been cut out of two movies.
Yeah, I wanted to know because I wanted to know if you and Worcester survived.
I don't. That's a look. I'll say this. What's your name again?
Ahmad from San Diego.
Ahmad, you went from. Oh, this is what I thought. No joke. I thought you said you were Ahmad, like as if you're like this Quadrophenia. All of a sudden, you're riding around on a Vespa.
No.
Ahmad, the name Ahmad. Yes, okay.
It's gotcha. Arabic.
It is. I'm fully familiar with the name. I just thought you were saying you wanted to talk about Ahmad. I didn't know what. Look, these people call. I don't know what they're going to do, Ahmad. I thought you were a Weisenheimer. You seem like an all right guy.
Yeah, I respect what you do, Tom. And I'm one of 10 people.
Who else do you respect?
You, maybe a Gethard.
Maybe
Gethard.
My, oh my. Maybe. Maybe not, right?
Yeah. You know, that's how I learned about you. It was Gethard, Sugar, Rebecca Sugar, and there used to be a show I listened to called These Things Matter, who liked you a lot.
Now, what was that again, These Things Matter? I remember. Was I on that? I was on that.
Yeah, you talked about Zeppelin.
That's right. I remember that was with the one lady, and then don't say it, Taylor,
right?
And then the guy's name was Alan or something like that.
No, right? It wasn't. I don't remember. Actually, it's been a while.
Ahmad, who can remember these things?
It was a lot of
Kevin.
Podcast.
I'm being told it was Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah, so
I was a big fan of that show.
Yeah, well, it's gone now, buddy. It's just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So
you and me.
So you like Gethard, you like Rebecca Sugar, and then that got you over here, and now you realize this is the real deal, huh?
Yeah, right? I feel like I've like been on a quest. I got like hints, and then I found you and been listening to a lot of the Chaplin Worcester stuff.
Oh,
love it all.
I appreciate it so much, buddy. I'm glad you're in the fold. Welcome, I say to you, Ahmad.
Thank you. Oh, did you want to hear about my dream, the other dream I had about Gravity?
Yeah, sure, let's hear it. Now that I know you're not a Weisenheimer, let's hear it.
This is for real. I had a dream that I was a superhero.
You had a dream you were a superhero?
Yeah, and I got snapped.
And you got snapped?
I got caught up in the snap. I was part of half the people who died.
Oh, so you're in the Marvel Universe in this dream of yours.
Yeah, but I was just me. I wasn't like a superhero.
Were you like, do you remember disintegrating?
I didn't really disintegrate. It's more of like just popped out, you know?
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think anybody, when they were watching that thing, was just like, oh, no, Spider-Man is dead?
I know a few people have, you know.
What
like
do you do when you go and you realize Black Panther, they're making another movie? What do you think? It's going to be a shot of his tombstone? The second movie?
We've had these-
Gonna be these people people remembering when with this guy?
These characters are childhood. We've had them for 60 years, Tom.
Yeah. So hold on. Yes, these characters are from some people's childhoods, but it's not the childhood portion of it that concerns me sometimes. It's the hanging on to it as an adult. And I get it. I like plenty of things from when I was a kid. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting no judgment on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to realize they're not all dead. They're coming back.
Mm. But that goes back to the other question. Are you and Worcester dead? I want to know that. Or did, like, one
happen? The request, I'm looking on Twitter, and I see people are tweeting it at Peyton, trying to get the answers. They want to know if we survived the snap. The two hoodlums that were chasing after Ant-Man and his cohorts, the Wasp and Michael Pena, whatever his character's name is.
It's just Michael Pena. That's how I know him.
But I believe his character had a name that was not Michael Pena. Well, Ahmad, I appreciate this call, and I appreciate you, and I hope you have a grand evening.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care.
See ya.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Andrew in Seattle.
Andrew in Seattle. What's going on in Seattle tonight?
Nothing too much. Just the show, hanging out with my cats.
Let's hear more about these cats. Well, how many cats are we talking about here? Let me see if I guess. 14 cats? How many cats you got?
Slightly less.
Two?
Three.
Can I guess the names of the cats?
Sure.
Do you think, what do you think the odds of me getting one of these cats' names is?
10%.
Are the cat names? Are any of the cats' names after a movie character?
One of them is named after a character from a play.
Ugh. Egghead cats.
I didn't mean to be like that.
Is it from? Is the play Cats? Though.
That would be good. Actually, I should have done that.
You should have named one of the cats. The cat from Cats
is literally the name of the cat.
The name of the cat is the cat from Cats.
Okay.
So it's the name of a cat. One cat is from a play. What kind of play?
It's a Shakespeare play.
Yeah, Egghead Cats. What are you doing?
Yeah. Cat?
What's in the cat? What is it? Vesuvius? Is that from a Shakespeare thing?
I have to admit, I really don't like Shakespeare all that much.
So you...
But it still is.
But why would you name the cat after something you don't enjoy that much?
Well, so the reason that one cat is named that name is because my wife and I met actually doing Shakespeare together, and it was named after a character from that play. But besides that, I don't really follow Shakespeare all that much. Just sort of did it, and yeah.
What's the cat's name? Romeo?
No.
The Cressida?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. What's the cat's name?
Sorry, Puck?
Ooh.
Ooh,
quite playful.
And then Gus and Camille.
Okay. What's Gus named after? Gus Van Zandt?
I don't know why we named him Gus. I think we just liked the way it sounded.
How about Camille? Where'd that name come from?
I'm not sure. That predated me being with my wife.
You got to egghead some of these cat names.
Okay. The next one. What should I name the next cat?
Herbie.
Herbie?
Yeah.
Like the love bug Herbie?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I like that movie, too.
Yeah. So what do I have the pleasure of this call, my friend?
So I wanted to know, since you've been on the road for so long, what do you think New Jersey does better than anywhere else?
Make me feel like I live there. I think that might be a big one.
Sure.
I don't know. Look, I would have had a hard time being anywhere. But I had a hard time there. But I'm back. But I'll be back. But I'll be back home. So that's okay. It's all right. The people are good up there. People are good. I got no beef. It's a job. It's work. That's what you do. That's why they call it work, baby. You work. You punch a clock. Sit out on a beam with a lunchbox eating. Actually, I wouldn't eat much of anything. This is what I would eat on a lot of days. Wake up. Teeny tiny piece of chocolate and coffee. Go 10 hours. Eat. Go to the craft service thing. Take a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Half of a sandwich. Take a bite of it. Throw the rest in the trash. Then eat normal lunch. At any given time, whenever they served it. And then that would probably be it for a day. Or maybe go home and have a little piece of pita bread or a little piece of candy. Thoughts? Any thoughts about that diet?
I work in TV, too, and whatever Crafty has is sometimes Crafty. What you get.
Ay, ay, ay. You do work in TV. What do you do in TV, young man?
I'm a broadcast engineer. I do a lot of sports.
Let's hear a little. Give me a little taste. Give me a little taste.
Of what?
Call a basketball game as if your cats are playing in it.
Oh, boy.
as if your cats are playing the Golden State Warriors. Let's hear that.
Okay, so I do a lot of Trailblazer games.
Okay, we'll do the Trailblazers. So, your cats are playing the Trailblazers.
All right, so I don't know. So, man, I'm so... So I recently moved here, so I'm so bad with all these teams. All I really know about the Trailblazers is that Damian Lillard is awesome. So I guess, I don't know. I'll make Gus Damian Lillard.
No, they're playing. He's not your cat's not Damian Lillard. Your three cats are playing the Trailblazers.
Oh, my three cats are playing the Trailblazers. Okay.
Yes, it's a game where the Portland Trailblazers, NBA franchise Portland Trailblazers, are playing three cats. But the cats are good. The cats are good.
I think my cats would be pretty good at basketball.
So let's hear it. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Gus coming down the court, throws over to Camille. Camille to Puck. Puck takes a three, and he makes it.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm sorry.
Why don't you do a little something where it's like, hey, we got a real smokestack of a game going tonight. We're knotted up at 86 with 3 minutes and 3:45 to go in the game. Trailblazers ball, they're taking it from right to left, and they're going up the court. Damian Lillard's got the ball coming off a screen set by a returning Joel Prisbilla, who now is back on the team. The Vanilla Gorilla's back. Lillard cuts off a screen, passes to McCollum. The shot is blocked by Gus! Gus takes the ball! Gus! Gus to Camille! Camille! Slam dunk! And the Cats take the lead! There you go. Give it a little pep in your step. Come on.
I must admit that a lot of the time that when we're doing these games, I'm outside the truck and I only see a screen. I don't hear them talking.
All right. Well, look, what do you want to do? What's your goal in the biz?
Ooh, boy, that is a loaded question. I like doing behind the scenes stuff, but it's, I recently relocated from New York, and it's, and where I was doing more studio stuff, and now I'm kind of on the road, and that's kind of tough. So, you know, I'm just trying to feel it out a little bit. Look, right now, but I do like doing the kind of engineering stuff and behind the scenes stuff.
You'll figure it out, buddy. So, anything else?
That is it.
Mike is telling me to dump the call. What? What is it? No, it's not that bad, Mike. It's not that bad. Mike, let him talk. What? No, okay. Mike said he got to go. Okay, sorry, buddy. That guy's not going to buy a calendar. Because, yeah, and speaking of calendars, this AP Mike, he's been working here forever, and AP stands for Associate Producer. This guy's been on the show forever, right? How many years? Oh God, 13 years. So he started doing this thing where he makes these this chair! Oh, I tell you, no Earl. He's got the thing. Now what he does is he has a thing set up, apmike.bandcamp.com, and God knows what's going on. I go, if this chair squeaks one more time, I'm standing for the rest of the show. So, he's got this thing, apmike.bandcamp.com, and it's a real, bleep show over there. It's a real bleep show. I mean, at least I would hope, this is what I thought. I go in and look at it sometimes, I'm just like, this guy is pulling this thing off. I hate it. Nothing would make me happier on some level, and this is not a slight to you guys, the best show listening audience. If he was ripping y'all off, you'd order a thing and you wouldn't get it. Like, he wouldn't give it to you, right? Hey, Mike, I didn't get my calendar. Like, you just have to keep writing him and writing him. He gives you the runaround. Mike, I ordered a shirt. Didn't show up yet. It's been 6 months. What's the deal?
I'm figuring you didn't get that. What? I sent it. You didn't get it? Well, let me talk to the head of my post office, find out what the deal is.
But no, that's not the case. Everybody orders from this guy. One person's more happy than the next. This guy gets it done. This is what he sells over there. Calendars. He's got these calendars he sells. Which are, for 2019. And now's the time to buy them. Are they selling? Yeah, they're probably selling really well, right? Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to sell them all? This guy's going to sell all these This guy had a room full of these calendars. And look, did I want him to sell all of them? Yeah, but a big part of me wanted him to sell all of them. Is there a part of me that wanted the calendar to flop? You know, yeah, there is. I'll admit it. Not a big part. A small part of me wanted him to just be like, no one's buying these things. I don't know what I'm going to do. Then Mike would have to make that late night dumpster run that is probably my only favorite thing to do at this point in my life now, is to throw cardboard boxes in my car, drive to an industrial park and just throw cardboard into a dumpster that I have no permission to use. A little bit of a rush looking around. Headlights. Who's that? Who's that? But don't worry. I have a complete performance ready to go if a security person comes. It will be like a one-man show. If a security guy comes and wants to see what I'm doing at a thing, throwing a cardboard into a dumpster I have no claim on, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to act like I'm taking cardboard out of the dumpster. I'm looking for boxes. Yeah, I got enough boxes now. And I'll act like any ones that I threw, I'm throwing them back. Like I took them out to check out and I'm just throwing them back in. So, would I ever reach into a dumpster to take cardboard box out? No. Can you imagine some wet box I'm going to put in my car? Some wet cardboard box? I had the weirdest thing happen to me when I was, and this is going to sound like I'm trying to be some kind of showbiz braggart. I'm not. Half the time I was out in the middle of the night in a parking lot in Toronto, freezing. There's one time I stepped back because I was in the way, and I'm in an alley. So I step back, I go to the ledge, and I reach my hand back to like just put my hand on the ledge, and I reach and I feel something. Oh, what is that? That's not a ledge. That feels wet. And I realize I put my hand into someone's half-eaten container of, I believe it was some sort of macaroni and cheese. That they just put the rest on a ledge. And I like reached behind me to like touch the ledge to give myself support. And I put my fingers into someone's macaroni and cheese. Oh, I could throw up thinking about it right now. I could throw up. Don't make me think about that. I'll throw up on the radio. No, I can't do it. Can't think about it. Yeah, so, how'd I get here? Talk about his dumb apmike.bandcamp.com. I wanted it to flop so badly. I wanted to have to be like, Mike, I'm getting so many complaints. You can't do this anymore. That was the moment I wanted. Was that to say like, can I talk to you for a minute, Mike? Like after the show's over. Can I talk to you for a minute? Anybody's got that high-pitched thing when they say that? Can I talk to you for a minute? Hey, great night, great night. Yeah, great show. It was a lot of fun. Hey, Mike, yeah? Can I talk to you for a minute? And I'd be like, Mike, I'm getting so many complaints that these orders are not being delivered. I know, I'm trying. But no, this guy is, this guy's bringing it. This guy fills all the orders. Everybody's happy. Makes me ill. He's got these dumb calendars. He's got these stupid shirts. He's got these idiotic headshots. This guy's made God knows how much money this guy's brought in by signing headshots. Unbelievable. You could have bought a nice rowboat with that money. Not a yacht, but a solid rowboat. Like that kind you go to Bass Pro Shop and you go in there. I'm looking for a rowboat. Money is no object. But I got probably bought a nice rowboat. He's rowing around that Bayonne Harbor in it. But yeah, apmike.bandcamp.com. And he's going to get all the... I wanted the calendars to flop. I did. 5% of me wanted them to flop. 95% of me, Mike, was cheering you on. But there's that voice in my head, man. I kind of wanted to see what it would look like. That voice... it's a perversion of life. You need to know where the line is. I knew they wouldn't flop. It's a best show, baby. We ram this stuff through. Everybody loves what we do here. It's a quality program. We got quality merch. We got worked on this calendar for 7 years. I knew it was going to be good. He kept having to slide the dates over. One. That thing was supposed to come out in 2011. I looked at the calendar. He had to scratch out some of the old references on it. He had a thing about he had old references to Gangnam Style. He had to scratch them out. He switched it in for fidget spinners. He scratched out his Gangnam Style jokes and put fidget spinner jokes. Best show, hi.
Hello.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Phil in Lawrence, Kansas.
Phil in Lawrence, Kansas. What's up, Phil?
Not much. Welcome back, Tom.
Thanks for having me back. What's up? What can I do for you today, my friend?
Just really wanted to welcome you back. I spent like a week in Toronto once, so I felt some of your pain and some of your joy on that trip.
I actually, they had a contest going up there at the time where it was, the grand prize was a week in Toronto, and, second.
That can go both ways.
Yeah, I was about to do it. Yeah, what are you, punching my thing up while I'm doing it? Oh, you're killing me. You took it away from me. It took my own thing away from me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't. Okay, all right. My bad.
No, we're too late. You killed it.
Okay.
You killed me being funny. Why would anyone want to hear me just do a joke on the rate, right? Why would anyone want to hear that?
Because I've gotten used to not hearing them for about, 3 months.
Oh.
Okay. So Tom, I moved to Lawrence, Kansas about the same time you went to Toronto. I moved from New York, so it's been a big adjustment for me. You being gone and me being at a new place has been really difficult, so it's just really good to have you back.
Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add to the evening?
Well, I have some comments about Depravity's Rainbow, but I think we can deal with that.
No, let's hear it. I want to hear this, because this is what happened. Last week, I couldn't do the show, because I had to be in a parking lot in the middle of the night. And look, I'm not complaining. It's the TV. It's work. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, this AP Mike goes and he gets Therese, who we all love, Therese from WFMU, and they used to do a show called Depravity's Rainbow, where they would fill in for when I couldn't do the show. Therese and Mike would team up and do a show called Depravity's Rainbow, where they would end up talking about what would they end up talking about? Like toilet biz and stuff like that. Sure. So it focused on the seamier side of things that the best show doesn't always do. And then, last week it was like, hey, I can't do the show, so why don't, what if Mike and Therese team back up again and revive Depravity's Rainbow? And they do it. And then the reports start coming in. Oh boy, you gotta hear this. Oh, you should hear what Mike's talking about now.
Oh, well, and Mike and Therese were pros. I mean, they couldn't have done it any better. But one of your regular callers.
Hold on, you're sure? Weird. Mike couldn't have done it any better? You're sure about that? You're sure he couldn't have done it any better?
Well, as far as I know.
All right, well, yeah, okay. So, yeah, because then I started, Mike and Lori from Miami were talking about, I'm like, what? I didn't hear it. I won't hear it.
You're not going to, okay.
No,
well,
I'm not going to. They did their thing. I'm not judging it either. They did it. I'm glad
the show G-tapes.
What did I think was going to happen? What did I think was going to happen? These two, they'd show up and start talking about milk duds?
Yeah, but not where you want them to be.
All right. So what did they talk about? Give me the summary. What was it about?
Oh Lord. Right.
You're driving me nuts. This guy's driving me. I got to hang up on you, but a little too performative. Best show. Hi.
Hi. I'm Whitman Jordan calling from San Diego.
From San Diego. What's your first name?
Whitman. Whitman. Walt Whitman, the poet.
Oh, Whitman. Gotcha. How are you tonight, Whitman?
I'm good. I'm just sitting in my, I'm sitting on my couch with my dog.
With your dog?
Dog. Yeah.
What kind of dog you got there, Whitman?
She's a, 40% Great Dane, 60% Great Dane and 40% Lab.
Okay, and what's that dog's name?
Ruby. Mm-hmm.
Can you get Ruby to bark? Can you get Ruby to bark?
Ruby bark. Or growl or something. No, I can't.
Do you think I can? Do you think there's any chance I could get Ruby to bark?
I don't know, man.
Let's try this.
Probably not. Front, if I put you on speaker, I could.
Put me on speaker, please. Please put me on speaker, Whitman.
Yeah, you're on speaker now.
Ruby! Ruby! Ruby!
Ruby, say something.
Ruby! Ruby,
she's
Snow.
Making noises, but she's not.
Snow! Ruby, sit!
Ruby, who is it?
Bad dog! Bad dog!
He's not understanding.
Ruby!
Oh, she growled.
Ruby! There's a stranger at the door. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nicer now.
Yeah.
Ruby. Ruby. Ruby.
Ruby, do you hear that?
Got a text. Ruby. Okay.
Here's something that our parents do.
There you go. There you go. You know how to get the dog to bark the whole time, Whitman. Why were you holding out on me?
Water, no. My mom's just texted me to say knock on the door because she's listening right now with my dad.
They're listening?
Mm-hmm.
You all of you guys are all roomies? Is that how you get that set up over there?
Yeah.
You moving out soon?
No, I'm only 11, so not very close to, though.
Yeah, you could move out. 11, that's about time. That's about time to pack up the old suitcase and see what's out there in the world, right?
Yeah.
You ready? You ready for that, Whitman?
No.
How's school going? Tell me about school.
It's going good. It's just a lot of things that is like kind of like a wave at the beach, just everything coming at you at one time. But yeah, besides that, it's pretty good. Some of the teachers are nice.
Mm-hmm.
I made a lot of friends that I haven't met before.
That's nice. Well, what's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject's probably science. Yeah.
Ruby agrees.
Science, because I always was interested in, like, the water cycle, and just everything about that was so interesting to me.
Yeah, you sound pretty smart. You sound smart. I'm not as smart like the way you're smart.
Yeah, I mean, I only got a B in it, so...
Yeah, it's only a B. Imagine a B.
Smart.
I never got no B's in school.
Yeah.
You know where I finished in my class, Whitman?
What?
Third from the bottom.
Third from the
Even
bottom.
Even my chair sad at the sound of that.
Oh.
Yeah. I was as dumb. You know what the principal said in front of the whole school once? Said that I'm as dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh, no, that's mean.
And that everyone should shun me because of my lack of intelligence.
Well, at least you've got this cool podcast that my entire family listens to.
Well, that's nice. That, you know what? I pieced it together, and here I am. I figured it out. You don't need brains to get anywhere in this world. Not book smarts, any hoozle. You know what you need?
Mm.
You need to be crafty.
That's true. I think you need to be just a tiny mix of both.
Yeah. You can look anything up on your phone. Be crafty. What do you want to be when you're an adult?
I would like to be a veterinarian.
Oh, that's nice.
And if I couldn't get to be a vet, then I would want to be a marine by a... An oceanographer?
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be out on the... You want to go out and about.
Yeah, I was always very interested in biology. Like, I was like, ooh, this is one of the classes I'm going to take in college.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always very, I want to do this.
But you go like wherever you want. You do whatever you want. You have so much living to do before. If that's what you want to do and you want to do it, then you go do that. But you don't have to answer that question now either. If something changes and you want to go down a different road, you go down that road. And that goes for everybody. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can still do stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right? Well, not everybody.
Yeah. It's a funny story. I actually, at first I had no clue what to talk about. I was so confused. I was like, oh, I've never done this before. I, like, got all tensed up and everything. And then my brother, he goes, just talk about Marvel movies. And I go, okay. And then I call and it's all normal now.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it. I don't talk about that junk all the time. What's your brother talking about?
He just meant, like, he's like, oh, probably ask him if he's ever seen Venom or all this stuff. And so I was like, okay, if I can get that out of my mouth.
Oh, you don't worry about that, Whitman. You don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You have a great night.
You too.
Yeah, so this Depravity's Rainbow. All I got were reports back that this thing was basically, might as well have been at the AVN Awards. Might as well have been a simulcast of the AVN Awards, the adult video news. Which, by the way, they have a thing in New Jersey. They have a thing where they're at this, convention center in New Jersey that'll be like the porn convention. Like, we gotta go to that one year. No, we don't. You know why I would never go to that? What? Yeah, it'd be real funny. You know why I wouldn't go to that? Let me say why. You're not on this is not Depravity's Rainbow anymore, Mike. Floor's not yours. I go, you see these videos from this thing, and then suddenly you got this, wise guy, Connor O'Malley, this comedian, he's filming at the thing, goofing around, filming anybody, he's doing like a character, acting like some pervert, right? And he's going, I'm at the thing, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden I'd end up in his video. No. I'm not going to end up in somebody's video, even if I'm going just to walk around with AP Mike and goof on it. What are other things? Let's find some other conventions we can go to, Mike. Let's see. Let's see what's going to go at this convention. The New Jersey Convention and Exposition Center. What else is coming up? Let's see. Maybe we'll find a nice thing to go to together. Yeah, I don't know if this is the same place. This looks like a trap. Looks like one of the things somebody got the address and kind of is up to something. The site I just went to. Let's see. Wow, this is a real site. This is not the real site. Well, no, it is. Warehouse sale. So you can go and you can buy jackets or something. Camping show. Fly fishing. You know, everybody's just like, where's the adult entertain? Like, what else is at this thing? Yeah, more fly fishing. How much fly fishing can you sell in New Jersey? Pet Expo. New Jersey Home Show. Furniture and Accessory Market. That's in February. Saltwater fishing. How much fishing is going on in New Jersey? Garden Bros Circus. What is that? Hey, the Garden Bros are doing a circus. Look out. We got a tiger. Sports and memorabilia show, train and toy show. That's March, and then I think in April. Flower and garden show, bridal show, the dance championships. Where's the porno show? Yeah. Where's this porno show? May, it's not in May. Where is it? Maybe they gave it the boot. It's November? Oh, so I was not in town for it. All right. Well, we missed it, Mike. Maybe next year. In the meantime, why don't you and I go to the Powder and Bulk Engineering Northeast Conference and Exhibition? Yeah, or May. Oh, here it is. October. Carve it out now, Mike. October 25th. Exotica 2019. Yeah. I'll meet you there. Okay? Yeah, so this thing, I heard it was a filth fest. It's fine. It's fine. And is Tom going to be mad? I don't care. I knew, what do you think? I didn't think I knew what the show was going to be. No, of course it wasn't. What am I going to do for 2019? I got to figure some of this out now. It's coming right up. Oh, this chair. No Earl, eh? Did you order pizza? Best show, hi. Hello?
What? Oh, hey, Tom.
What?
What do you mean, what?
You said what to me.
Well, sorry, I was muting the show. I thought you were on the radio. Never mind, let's start over. Tom!
Yay, hey, who's this? Who's this?
Garden State.
Who is this?
This is Jace in Lancaster.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. What are you doing down there? What, are you churning some butter?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
We have nothing going on here. Get stuck behind a buggy and get stared at.
Yeah. So what can it do for you? What are you, in outer space? With the delay here?
What?
Am I talking to an astronaut? Am I talking to an astronaut? I say a thing and it goes 10 seconds before you say something back.
Are you kidding me? I'm sorry. I really don't mean
that's
that.
That's all right. That's all right. We'll figure it out. Why am I being so accommodating? Go ahead.
I don't know, Tom.
Go ahead, okay. Buddy. It's all yours. So, we'll figure this out.
Okay. You just keep... this delay is really horrible. Okay. So at the beginning of the show, you played that thing from Ringo Starr where he's like, oh, I'm not going to do the fan mail anymore. What's Ringo, like, doing these days? What kind of... He's too busy of a guy to pick up a pen and just sign something for someone. Like, he spends half the day on Twitter and he can barely even compose a tweet. Like, I'm looking at one right here. He's got, like, all these tweets have a broccoli emoji and a rhinoceros in it. This dude's, what's he up to?
Look, this dude hit, what are you doing, an impression of me? I feel, is that what I sound like? Is that what I sound like? Oh, no. No. Big mistake doing this show all these years. Oh, no. What's this guy doing? What's this guy up to? Is that what I sound like?
That's kind of what you sound
What's this guy
like.
Doing? Right. What's this guy doing this for?
I don't deny you do that.
Mike, do I sound like this guy? Oh, thank Christ. Oh, I don't know what I'd do. Now, what are you doing? What's this guy got to do? What's this guy got to do? Is that what? Oh, no.
I don't mean to mock you.
You're scaring me is what you're doing. So, go ahead. So, yeah. So, he's on Twitter. He's terrible. Look, this dude's lucky. This Ringo Starr's lucky. Maybe the luckiest person on the planet. He's responsible for the worst Beatles songs. Octopus's Garden, right? It's bad. Yellow Submarine stinks. What are some of his other dumb songs? It's like he was running a nursery school in the Beatles. These things. Don't worry, lads. I'll take care of the five-year-olds. I will make songs for a message to the other Beatles. Like, what was he right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's Ringo. Yeah.
All right, you're driving me nuts. Goodbye. Best show, hi.
Hello?
Hello, hi, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica from Ithaca.
Jessica from Ithaca. How are you tonight, Jessica?
I'm doing great. Sorry, speaker. There we go. Sorry about that.
How's work? How's work?
I got a new job. I'm working at a hotel now.
You're working at a hotel. What are you doing at the hotel?
I do front desk. I talk to people and drive them around.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but I work 3 to 11 a lot, so I haven't been able to listen live a lot. So it's been nice to be able to call in for once.
Well, I'm glad you're listening. I haven't been here a whole lot to do it live, so we figure it out.
It's been great. Honestly, these have been great episodes.
Oh, thank you, Jessica. So when you think of 2019, Jessica, what are you thinking about?
I don't know. I'm trying to get through 2018.
Well, you got only three more weeks to go. We got to figure this thing out.
I mean, I'm recording a new album. I'm playing video games. I'm just doing me, you know?
That sounds like a full load. What video games are you playing? Tetris? Pong?
Playing Smash Bros. Pong?
No, what are you playing?
Playing Smash Bros. GTA. That's about it.
I can't do that.
I got the new Smash Bros. My roommates locked all the characters for me. It's great.
I only have this. I got this Switch, right? You know what that is? A Switch?
Yeah, I got it for that.
Right? And I got this Nintendo Switch, and I only like one game on it, Street Fighter. Because then I play it on the thing, and then I play kids across the globe at like 4 in the morning. I play them. And they beat me up.
Oh, now my cat's yelling at me. She wants outside.
Your cat wants to go outside?
Yeah. Say hi, Ava. Oh, she don't want to talk.
Well, it happens. A cat that's not talkative. Remind everybody about the band again, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm in Nancy Babich. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I've got live videos on YouTube and stuff on Bandcamp, and hopefully new stuff coming out soon.
Well, and I'm going to tell everybody, you want some skronky guitars going all over the place, just like the old days? Like the downtown scum scene, you check this Nancy Babich out.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Right?
It means a lot.
You'd think it was, think Live Skull were back.
Well, but I did call it. I've been meaning to ask about something.
What's that?
You know this Coach Harbaugh, right, and how he's all about this milk, right?
Yeah, this guy who talks about... I started playing this clip, right, and I'm going to play it now. You might not be able to hear it because sometimes the phones don't allow the callers to hear these things. But there was a clip somebody played for me of this football coach. It's college football coach Jim Harbaugh, right? And I'm going to play the full clip, and I'll tell you when it's done if you can't hear it. And this is a press conference he's at, and this is a child asking him a question at it, and it goes something like this.
How are we doing, Brady?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
How much milk do I have to drink to be big enough to be quarterback?
Can I give you a hug? That is a great question, and I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. At all times, drink as much milk as your... Could be chocolate milk, could be the 2%, but the ideal is the whole milk.
Yeah.
That's the ideal.
In case you want a 9-year-old,
as much as your little belly can hold.
That is, first of all, it's a press conference. Well, who's on an 8-year-old ask a question at it? Yeah, I know. Oh, isn't it cute? The little kid asking. No, well, there's probably some guy with some beat reporters just like, oh, great.
I brought my kid.
Yeah, I didn't, or no, but the person who didn't get to ask a question now, cause Brady had to ask about milk. Yeah, I didn't get to ask my question, so I didn't get to finish the article. But don't worry, the coach spent 45 minutes talking about milk and milk. And he says milk, not milk.
thing is, this guy, he's crazier about milk for himself than he is with his kid. Like he tells the kid, like, you could drink the 2%, you could drink the chocolate milk, but for him, it's whole milk or nothing.
It's the ideal, the whole milk.
He will not touch the pandy 2%.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
That sounds like the kind of thing you'd see scrawled on a chalkboard when you're, like, about to die in a horror movie.
According to him, there's 4 natural steroids in the world, okay? That'll just good for your life, all right?
Yeah.
A good night's sleep, drink lots of water, drink lots of milk, and eat steak.
Yes, he's big on steak also. I didn't get into that whole thing. After I did some reading about this demented guy who is... pretty much eats as if it's like the Andy Griffith show or whatever. It's like he's going to the general store. You know, they have vegetables now. They sell those now too. They can get, you can eat, they're green and they come out of the ground, sometimes trees, vines, and they tend to make you feel better, not worse. Can you imagine this guy knocking back a steak and a giant glass of milk?
Oh. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. Him just eating a big steak in a wine glass filled with milk.
A wine glass filled with milk.
Like one of those fancy water glasses they have at steakhouse, restaurants.
I could throw up thinking about it.
Yeah, at least he's giving his players water. Makes him better than a lot of Big Ten coaches.
Yeah, no, they're not dropping dead in the middle of the football field. At least he's hydrating them. They gotta blow up college sports. It's a crooked endeavor.
Oh, they gotta. It's a wage scam.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of it growing up, but it's just, unpleasant.
These are the things that need to get blown up. College sports, Ivy League, university. Now, when I say blown up, I don't mean you blow. I mean, we gotta wrap this up.
I agree.
Ivy League schools, these Ivy League schools. And look, this thing with Harvard, I know plenty of Harvard people, smart people, fun, nice people I love in my life. Some of the dumbest people I ever met walked out of that place. And they get to walk around. I'm telling you, some of the unfunniest people I've ever met in my life have Harvard degrees.
I know. I got a Cornell engineering degree. They're all idiots.
You know what I got a degree in? A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
I went to community college, Jessica, and I was eating it
the
hard.
The neighbors are out pounding Keystone, leaving their cans out in the yard. Someone without Cornell degrees cleaning up their mess, probably.
They shut my school down at 5 o'clock. You want something to eat, you gotta leave campus after 3. My school, unless you want a payday bar out of the vending machine.
That's a good candy bar.
Oh, I'm not putting it down, but it's not dinner. Although for me lately, it has been. It's good eating for me. The way I've been eating the last 2 months. Wake up.
Some payday and a bit of Necco wafers at dinner.
Wake up, have a few M&Ms, maybe a little piece of a candy bar. Go 9 hours without eating after that. Yeah, bad.
Get you through the day.
Does get me through the day. Yes. Jessica, you're a great caller. I appreciate the call, and let me know what's going on with the band.
Of course. I'll email you and I got some. Thanks so much.
All right, you take care. Bye.
All right, bye.
So, Beshel, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Jonathan. Drink is much from Toronto.
What's that now?
I said, it's Jonathan. I'm calling from Toronto.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we miss you here.
Oh, yeah, you do? No, I escaped.
When are you coming home?
I'm not from there.
You said you were. You told me you were from here.
Wait, when did I tell you that?
Or no, you said that you lived here now. You said, I'm from here.
Did I run into you at some point?
Yeah, I ran into you on the street.
Yeah, you're a nice guy. I ran into you. Did I run into you twice?
That's right.
At a Nick Cave rock concert also?
Outside the show, yeah, that's right. It said hi, and you were, oh, I remember you, and I was didn't know if you were should go in for the hug, or it looked like you were going to.
I probably wasn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How did your compatriot there enjoy the Nick Cave show? That was the first time she had ever seen him.
Yeah, she loved it. She was quite speechless. It was an unbelievable show. Yeah, she loved it.
I thought the show was great. I was a little bummed that I had to look at an 8-year-old on someone's shoulders that some guy brought to the show. As I said before, I'm going to say it again though. I'm sitting in these seats and I'm ready to watch Nick Cave, one of my favorite people, and he's getting ready to do his thing. And then suddenly there's this guy in front of me, just talking, talking, because the floor was open. The floor was open at this arena that it was at. The floor was open for general admission. So these people are all floating around. I'm in a seat, first row on the side, which means now every one of these general admission people are standing in front of me, ostensibly now. And this guy goes, he sees somebody he recognizes. He's like, oh, how are you doing tonight? And he's like, oh, I'm good. I figured I'd bring the wee one to the show. And he's got an 8-year-old with him. You don't bring an 8-year-old to a Nick Cave show. I'm trying to get in the mood here with this thing. And I got to watch this kid. And he had those big kid headphones on, those noise cancelers on.
Uh-huh.
He had those on the kid's head. I figured it's, the wee one could see a rock show. A good time. First of all, if he said wee one one more time, I didn't know what I was going to do. He said wee one as if it was, so he was getting paid every time he said it. Wee one. Oh, I figured it's time for the wee one to see a rock concert and, bring him to the show. And then, so I took the wee one with me.
It's a little uncomfortable.
And I'm trying to watch this guy do Stagger Lee. I got to worry about the wee one now?
Sure. Did he enjoy it, the wee one? Could you tell?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you seemed concerned about him.
No, I was annoyed by his presence.
Oh, sure. Okay.
The wee one. Do you got enough shows to take the wee one to? Take him to go see Ed Sheeran or something. Stay out of the Nick Cave show with the wee one.
Yeah, oh,
the wee one was really hoping he would do, wee one was really hoping he'd do, he would do Mercy Seat. He didn't do Mercy Seat tonight. Wee one was a little disappointed. He didn't do that. He was happy he did, From Her to Eternity though. Wee one really likes the early stuff. You know, the stuff with, Blixa. Real big fan of, Ein Destroyed Neubau. The wee one likes a lot of the early stuff. Well, wouldn't mind a little, still likes Birthday Party over, Bad Seeds. The wee one. Take the wee one. You can't go to see, Minions on Ice or whatever's going on. Yeah, you know what? Wee one goes to my Nick Cave show. I'm gonna show up with my gang at the Minions on Ice thing. We're gonna do our thing. Well, I don't know what our thing is. Just sit there and watch it.
You might enjoy it.
Yeah, I might. Minions on Ice. Which Minion's your favorite?
The one with the glasses and the suspenders.
Kevin.
Jerry. I was going to say Jerry. Is it Evan? Okay, yeah.
I think it's Kevin.
How many of those have they made by now, these movies?
Minions? They made like four of those things. They made the Despicable Me, three of those, and one Minion movie. Yeah. It's time for more Minions. You want more, though, right? You still miss them.
Yeah, I saw a guy on the subway the other day with a Minion hat, so his hat was a full Minion, his hat.
And this is an adult?
Oh, yeah, full-grown person on the subway.
All right. More power to him. Guy likes Minions. What am I going to do?
No, it's just interesting.
Yeah, or not interesting. So what's going on? Give me something here before you get canned.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you want, I mean, I could tell you a story. I was going to talk to you about the pizza.
Yeah, tell me about this Toronto pizza. Why is it so terrible?
Well, I don't see how it's terrible. First of all, the slice down the middle thing, I'd like to make a case for.
Hear. Why? Because what are you running, a child's birthday party?
No, I'm just a fan of the slice down the middle, is what I'm saying.
Why, your hand not big enough to hold the regular size slice?
Well, first of all, people look crazy when they're folding a slice of pizza.
No, they don't. No, that's completely false.
It looks strange, and all the stuff falls into the middle.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't look strange, even remotely look strange.
Well, you lose all the things. They slide down the slope into the middle, and it makes it awkward. And with the slice down the middle, you finish one.
First of all, you don't lose any. It's not like the stuff's falling on the floor.
Yeah, but then it's all in the center. It's gross. It's mixed up.
Ugh. Pizza is a giant mix-up. Well,
if you have two slices...
Yeah, you get two slices, yeah.
Then when you're done one, there's another one waiting for you.
Well, they're half slices. What, I got all the time in the world?
Well, yeah, you sit down, enjoy it, and you get excited. And,
you're driving me nuts. You're driving me... If I run into you a third time on the street, I'm going to pretend I don't know you.
But you do.
Yeah, but I do. You're right. I tell you.
So that was,
you got to know. It's as dumb as anything I've ever seen, this slice down the middle, the pizza.
What's so good about the pizza? How can it be different? Every pizza's the same.
Yeah, well, that shows why the pizza's so terrible up there. You'd say something that dumb, no offense. All the pizza's the same. Yeah, it sure is up there. Bad. It's all bad.
What's the difference down there?
Oh, it's good. Difference is better ingredients and better ingredients and preparation. Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Ingredients and pepper. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right? Can you imagine just those two basic elements? What it's made of and how it's made. And it's better? What? How is that possible?
Well, I think you're being a little picky with the ingredients. I mean, we got real fresh stuff up here.
No, you don't. I ate at a Subway, God help me, one night because there was nothing going on. It was the saddest sandwich I ever had in my life.
They're better down there?
Yeah, they are. And they're not good. They're not good here. It was a lot better than that, though. Those sad tomatoes. The tomatoes were, it was sad. They were just like pale and fading. Like they were just like they were suffering from a seasonal disorder. The tomatoes. Seasonal.
Well, we get that a lot up here.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder why. Cause it's gray every day, all day long until it turns night at 2 p.m. I wonder why you get seasonal affective disorder up there. Because you literally wake up and it's gray.
You were here.
You wake up and it's gray at 6 a.m. It's gray, and then finally it gets dark at 2 p.m. Why would that affect anyone's mental health?
That was just because you were doing the show. You were working at night. There's a whole beautiful morning.
I was up on weekends. I saw plenty of it. The gray. It's like what if a city was if a truck that's the salt sprayer? It's like in city form. That's what that city's
didn't
like.
Understand
and
that.
I like
it's what
it's like. Imagine if a salt spray the road salter was a city. That might be Toronto.
Okay, that's a little much. It's a little one-dimensional view of the city, I think.
Yeah, sorry. Well, you know, I'm not thinking as clearly as I should have because I just spent too much eating that pizza up there, and my brain is not functioning as effectively as it normally would because I feel like I was at a child's birthday party. I felt like the only thing that was missing was whack-a-mole with that pizza. The quality of that pizza, it's a Chuck E. Cheese. I felt like I was at a Chuck E. Cheese every day.
Well, there's other stuff. There's the rotating restaurant. The CN Tower is very cool.
Oh, that seems like a culinary feast up there.
That'd
a restaurant that turns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, it turns. Drake is on that thing. Is nobody's worried he's going to fall off that thing turning around like that? He's up there looking down on the city.
And he's protecting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so look, the pizza's bad. The food, this is what I'll say. You go to a place that's great, it's great. The fall off, though, not so hot, man. Big, no middle class. There's no middle class up there for food.
It's either good or terrible.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, when you're back, you know, you and me can go out. I can show you a good place.
It's not happening.
It's not happening? Okay.
No, if I go up, I'm just going to, this is what I'm going to eat. A few M&Ms. Then I'll wait 10 hours. Then I'll eat whatever is put in front of me, maybe have 2 bites of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, throw the other half out, and then that's it for the day. Maybe a few more M&Ms to close the day out.
Well, I figured that M&M bar that you found would have kept you going for a while.
No, that thing was gross. I found an M&M candy bar. First of all, what is that? It just looks like somebody stepped on a bag of M&Ms and they melted into candy bar shape. It was gross. And these are M&Ms. This is God's food, M&Ms.
Okay.
No, it was bad news, man. That M&M candy bar was not so hot.
That's too bad. You seemed excited about it.
No, I seemed perplexed by it. I literally said, what the bleep is this? I didn't say, ooh, goody, can't wait to get this into my belly. I can't wait to eat all the M&M candy bars my little belly will hold. No, it was literally like, what the bleep is this? what the bleep's going on up here in Canada? So, look, I love it up there, though. I do love it. I know I'm teasing. I'm teasing the place.
You're teasing the city.
Yeah, giving you a little roast.
Okay, we can take it.
Yeah, you can take it. It's Toronto. You get a rugged sword.
Toronto.
Rugged sword up there. Toronto.
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 No, I know that's how it's spelled, but it's not how people say it.
Who told you that?
My ears. Yeah. Toronto.
Supposed to be a secret, actually.
Yeah. Look, I love it. I love it. I love the people. Food leaves something to be desired. But when you think about it, how important is food really anyway? Right?
Yeah.
Not when you can program the diet I set up for myself. 5 M&Ms, nothing for half a day, 2 bites of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, throw the rest in the trash. One day it tasted like fish also, I want to just say. The peanut butter and jelly sandwich they provided had a fishy quality to it. I'm shocked I've eaten another one, but I'm back. I couldn't help it.
I thought you liked fish.
Yeah, not combined with peanut butter and jelly unexpectedly.
Surprise fish.
It doesn't work as a surprise.
Sure.
Yeah, you should generally know you're going to eat fish.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Yeah, all right. We're done. You're done. You're done. All right. Who's good here, Mike? You don't know. This guy doesn't know. Did you order pizza? How is it? Is it good? Did they slice it in the middle? No. Does it take? Are you wondering where the animatronic band is? Are you missing an animatronic band playing while you eat the pizza?
Are you talking to me?
Not yet. Is there a ball pit? Should you do it? Don't you feel like you should be eating that pizza in a ball pit?
Good. Bechel, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Carleen of, I guess Los Angeles.
Carleen?
Yes.
How are you, Carleen?
I'm good. Pretty tired.
What did you do? What did you do today?
Went to work. Went to work, and it was, and I had to do a very long commute.
What's work for you, Carleen?
Oh, I work at a tech company.
Very fancy.
I guess so. It's an alcohol delivery company.
Pink Dot?
TikTok?
Pink Dot.
Pink Dot. Oh, no. No, we do base a lot of our marketing off what they do. A lot of the marketing people ask me to just copy them a lot.
Sure. Pink Dot is this place where they bring booze to famous people at night. Right?
Oh, yeah, no. People always flip out when we get orders from famous people at our job constantly. And one time, I think, I've only been working here for a couple months.
Give me a name. Give me a name.
Do you know Pink?
Pink? Yeah, Pink, the rock star.
Yeah.
So Pink ordered something?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Who else?
She ordered a rosé.
A rosé. Ooh. What else? Who else?
I think Channing Tatum.
What did he order? Beef jerky?
Oh, beats me. I've only heard of one celebrity at this point.
He seems like he would really like beef jerky. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Or like he would be like, you know, the alpaca jerkies. Like he would have like no like different animal jerky that's like it's a much leaner jerky.
I don't like the idea of eating an alpaca.
Well, you might want to take that up with Channing Tatum.
Oh, man. I'd maybe a llama, but not an alpaca.
Look, I don't want to eat any of these things. So what led you to call the show tonight?
Well, I actually was seeking out some advice.
Ooh, I can do that. What do you need advice on? What's wrong?
All right. So,
Let me just say, I put my mouth on the windscreen, and usually that's a thing that doesn't bother me. All I can think of is these preverts who are up here doing all their filth. And now I got my mouth. Who was on this? Pat was on this one? It's all right. Pat's cool. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is there a pizza grease on the windscreen?
What's that now?
Is there pizza grease on it?
There is not pizza grease on it. No. So what? So you needed? What do you need advice with, Carleen?
Oh well, you see, I just started this job, and a lot of people ask me where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have this really long, drawn-out explanation, and I think it's kind of considered oversharing a lot of the time. But I think I kind of wanted to get like a tiebreaker of where I'm actually from.
Okay.
And so from the ages of 0 to 14, I actually grew up in Middlesex County. But now...
Middlesex County where? New Jersey?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
And a lot of the time I just say, I can't decide whether to stay in New Jersey or Los Angeles a lot of the time. Because I've lived here for like the second half of my life, and sometimes I go back periodically to New Jersey, not as much as I should, but I'm not really sure if I'm actually from there anymore.
You still have family here?
Oh, yeah. But just my dad. But he lives in Bergen.
Ah.
Wait, is Haskell in Bergen?
I think it might be. Who's your favorite person from New Jersey outside of family?
Oh, you better say it. Say it.
Hmm.
Oh, say it.
I'm thinking about this one.
Oh, you shouldn't have to.
It's you.
Oh, me? No,
yes.
I'm kidding. Oh, that's nice of you to say. Who else were you going to say? Are you going to say Bon Jovi?
See, that's the problem. I can't name one person. When I was living in New Jersey, I used to be obsessed with ska, and I used to be obsessed with, like, Operation Ivy and Streetlight Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a long time since then, and I don't think I feel the same way.
Well, that's where you end up. It's a part of your past, and that's that. But it's always with you. That ska is always in you. You can't get that ska out. Every once in a while, you want to, pick it up, right?
Yeah.
So you do it when you want. You're fine. So why don't you just tell them, I was born in New Jersey, I live in Los Angeles.
I guess that's easy to say, but it just feels like it's a lot more loaded than that. A lot of the time people start questioning whether
Are they questioning it or having a nice conversation with you? I think you might not want to be talking to these people is what it sounds like.
There's always a rivalry question. East Coast or West Coast, and I have to declare my loyalty. One way to get past that,
they say, oh, what do you like better, East Coast or what? You know what you do? You look them right in the face and you go, USA, 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 USA. You just start chanting it.
Yeah?
Until either everyone else joins in on the chant or you get thrown out of wherever you are. Mike just sneezed on the pizza. Well, that's done. Probably for the better, anyway.
I think that answered my question.
Yeah. I think you might not want to talk to the people.
It's probably that, too.
Are you an introvert?
I don't like to identify as either those extrovert or introvert.
Sure. Well, do you find yourself looking forward to being in conversations with people that you might not know, or are you generally you just like to just kind of close ranks a little bit?
Well, I guess it wholly depends on what the icebreaker is, because if that's the icebreaker, I definitely will start closing off.
Yeah, you want none of it. Sounds like you want none of it. If that's what people want to talk about, you want none of it.
It's yucky to me.
Well, then just say, you know what? It's none of your business where I'm from.
Yeah, it is kind of a dumb question. I get that question all the time because I'm not quite,
You're fine. You're fine. Don't worry. If people are just trying to be polite, if you don't want to have it, you don't have to have it.
Okay. I guess I'll just tell them that I don't have to have this conversation.
You say you're from planet Earth. You say you're a citizen of planet Earth.
That's the easiest answer, or chanting USA, or
why don't you chant Earth in their face? Earth, Earth. Earth, 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 right? Why don't you do that?
Oh. Yeah, I think I will.
I hope you do. I think that would go over. That would be great if you did that. All right, well, you have a great night.
You too.
I don't know why that's always so satisfying. Why? Why is that satisfying, Mike? I guess it is funny.
What do I want to do next year? That's a question everybody asks me, and by everybody, I mean no one. You know what I think I want to do? And I've contemplated this for a while. Mike? I think I want to, think it might be time to do an album. And I'll tell you, I listened to this Richard Harris record, right? I've listened to it so much of my life. And this Richard Harris, he was an actor. And then, Jimmy Webb shows up. He's a boy wonder at that point. He's writing songs and he writes this. He's like, he writes an album for Richard Harris who can't sing. That's the thing. He can barely sing. This Jimmy Webb writes him a whole album and this guy's got hits. He gets hits off of it. And the album's called The Tramp Shining, the first album he did. And it has a song on it. I want to do now. This is what I want to be. And I've said it before. My apologies if you've heard me say this before, but now it's time for me to do it. I need to get a team of songwriters. I want different people to write songs for that also. I'm the weak link on this. This is the thing. I'm the weak link. I want to be on stage doing this and clearly be the least talented person on stage. That's what I want. Just like when Richard Harris would be in front of a full orchestra, croaking his way through MacArthur Park. That's what I want to do. I want to be that. And I want to get people who actually write songs to actually write songs, and then we'll get a real band to record it. Wouldn't that be something, Dudio? Nah, you want it too bad. I can't have you in it. You want it too bad. I want ringers. You're solid, right? What do you mean, as a guitar player? Dudio? Woodwinds? What woodwinds do you play? All right, flute? Do you own these instruments? This sounds like a challenge just got thrown down. I want you to bring a flute in here next week. Would you play flute on the air next week? What flute songs can you do? Yeah. You're going to hear plenty of Jethro Tull next week. No, I want to be the weak link in this band. What should I call the album? I figure I should wear a crown on the cover like Richard Harris had on the cover of A Tramp Shining. Here I am, a tramp shining, a brand new clown. Do I have that album on here? If I don't have this album on here, I'm going to flip out. I'm going to throw this laptop across the room.
This time we almost made the pieces fit. Didn't we, girl? This time we almost
he's singing okay on it. But he's not that, he's really not singing okay on it.
Didn't we, girl? This time I held the answers right here in my hand.
A lot of vibrato.
But when I touched it,
and a lot of spoken things,
it had turned to sand.
I could do this. So the cover will be me wearing a crown, right? What if I call it Songs from a Crowned Man? What about that? Yeah. You sound Mike. Just went, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, sorry, it's not your Giorgio the Human Carpet thing, whatever you were talking about last week. That'll get you to pep up. What if it's my music, my lord? What about that? You like that? My music, comma, my lord. Maybe that's what the record should be called. And I'm telling you, I want real songwriters. I don't want these phony baloney people throwing me things. I want people legit writing me some legit songwriters throwing songs together for this thing. Then we'll get a full band to do it. We'll record it. I want the real deal on this. I can tell Mike doesn't believe in me. You know what? I don't want you to, but I want to prove you wrong. I want to prove you wrong. Don't believe in me. Don't believe in me, Mike. Because when I come and I do my thing, you're never going to know what hit you. You're not going to know what hit you, Mike. Suddenly, yours truly is doing a song like,
"Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance."
See? Well, this is an awful arrangement of the song, by the way.
"Between the parted pages and were pressed like love's half-fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants."
This version sucks.
"MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. Oh, the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again."
Oh, no. I actually can't think about it.
"I see the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. And the birds like tender babies in your hand, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe.
My brother is very deceptive. You don't believe in me, Mike, do you? It's okay. I don't want you. Again, don't believe in me, you rat bastard. I don't want you. And you too, dude. It does double for you.
I believe in you.
I don't want either of you. Because you know why?
"There will be another song for me. Someone will bring it. There will be another dream for me. Someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me looking in the sun.
at 877.
This means nothing.
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 Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
Tommy, I have bad news for you today.
I don't want to do that show. I don't want to do that show.
Miles.
Said.
That means nothing.
Oh yeah. But the cream will rise to the top. Oh yeah.
Talks about you returning for a third film in the series, and if you do, will you be cutting Tom Sharpling from that movie too?
Well,
though I'm past 100,000 miles, I'm feeling very still, and I think my spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much, she knows. Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong, can you hear me, Major Tom?
Please.
Did you ever see a hangman tie a slipknot? Did you ever see a hangman tie a slipknot? Did you ever lose a brother on that slipknot? Did you ever lose a brother on that slipknot? Yes, my brother was a slave. He tried to escape, and they drug him to his grave with a slipknot. Your father on that slipknot? Did you ever lose your father on that slipknot? Yes, they hung him from a pole, and they shot him full of holes, and they left him there to rot in that slipknot. I don't know who makes the law for that slipknot. I don't know who makes the law for that slipknot. But the bones of many a man are whistling in the wind, 'cause they tied their laws with a slipknot.
To me, says Coach, I got diarrhea. Well, he came up to me and says, Coach, I got diarrhea.
Yeah, best show, baby. What's up? Oh. Hold on. That wasn't how it was supposed to end. It was supposed to end a little of something like this. That's how it was supposed to end.
What has lasted five...
What? What has lasted... What? A commercial. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Tom from North Carolina. Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? It's good to hear you in your home again.
Thank you. What's going on tonight, my friend?
Was Richard Harris a musical guest on SCTV?
Oh yeah, no, that was Dave Thomas did a Richard Harris impression.
And he was like pelted with a rock when he was performing, right?
He was at an award show, yes, I believe. He got something thrown at him.
My first experience with MacArthur Park was the Weird Al Jurassic Park parody song, which was like, I guess, quite a bit older because I was a little kid and I was really into Jurassic Park, and so I was just really excited that he was singing a song about Jurassic Park, and it was really good, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Weird Al, he gets you, right? He gets him.
Are you gonna open this, album that you're doing up to, like, I know you have a long list of ringers that you could just dial up on the phone, but could you have like a songwriting contest for the average Joe like me to?
There's one slot open. There's one slot open for an average Joe on this, or Joe Steen.
Okay.
It's
Look, the song could come from anybody can write the song. It's out there. Whoever writes it. Yeah.
Why? Challenge accepted.
Well, not a challenge, but I would like it to see. I would like to see who could come up with a song for this, because it's. I think if we call the album "My Music, My Lord," I don't know why they're laughing out there. But I want. I think. Look, and whoever writes this, I'm not going to name people who should be writing songs for this, because then when they don't come through, then it looks like it's an insult to the people who did participate in it, and then it just looks like the thing was less than what we wanted it to be. I want if you hear this and you know you should be doing a song for it, they do the song.
Well, Tom, I had a couple movie questions for you.
Right. What do you got?
If you're ready to move on.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Did you ever end up seeing Uncle Drew?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw Uncle Drew in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess my question on that is, did you like it?
Yeah. Why?
I liked it, too. I liked it, too. I was going to recommend it to you when you were stranded and seemingly unhappy. I thought it would be a good movie to cheer you up, since you know a lot more about
stranded and seemingly unhappy. That should be the song you submit for the record. Stranded and seemingly unhappy.
I am no joke writing this down right now. My other movie question was, well, I finally saw Smokey and the Bandit for the first time.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
And I really enjoyed it. And I liked all the trucker lingo that I picked up that I'd never heard before. I wanted to ask you if I should watch the second movie.
No, you don't have to watch the second movie. Watch Cannonball Run. Have you seen Cannonball Run?
I haven't seen Cannonball Run
yet. Watch that next.
I'm also writing that down. And
this is some piece of paper you got.
It's actually a whiteboard.
All right, what do you got? Sure. So I would watch Cannonball Run next if I was you.
And the last movie suggestion really is that I think you should give the movie Mandy another shot. Well, you didn't. You haven't
give it a shot. I didn't try it. It looks like it was going to be. I want to see it. It looked like it was going to be like too much for me to handle. But I think I would like it, so I'll check it out.
One thing I was going to say that might be intriguing to you is King Crimson the opening thing
they play. I know. They do the King Crimson song first. Everybody told me I don't want that to ruin it though. That's one of my favorite songs. If that movie ruins that song for me, oh boy, I'm not going to be happy.
Well, I don't think there's any danger of that. It's right at the beginning when there's zero action in the movie at all. It's just opening credits. So it really just sets the scene. So no danger of that.
All right. I will take you up on that and watch the movie.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Best show. Hi. Hello. Hello. Who's there? Nobody? Nobody's there. How about that? How do you like them apples? Yeah, so I want to do this album, My Music, My Lord. Again, he's laughing. Why is that funny? It's not supposed to be. It's going to be a picture of me with a crown and a king, like a robe that kings wear. Maybe I'll have a scepter, yeah. And I'll be like standing, maybe it should be ironic, maybe I'm standing in front of like a garbage, no, I don't want to do that, that's too on the nose. And I want it to also be like that Depeche Mode video either, when what's-his-face walks around and dressed like a king. Could make it. I could be at the throne, but then it's like the Kurt Vile video I did where he had a crown on. Oh boy, I'm running out of options here. We're, I'll put it somewhere. Music, my lord. What if I'm in like a... have my crown, my robe, my scepter. And we'll find somewhere to do it. That's why I'm hiring Herb Ritz. Best show.
Hello?
Hi, hello.
Hello.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Brigitta Nielsen from Claremore, Oklahoma.
Brigitta?
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight, Brigitta?
I'm pretty good. I just got done at a concert, and it's pretty great.
What concert?
Tyler Childers.
I couldn't hear you there. What was that now?
Tyler Childers?
Who's Tyler Childers again?
He's like a, you know, he's a new coming red dirt guy from West Virginia.
Now, what would you compare Tyler Childers to?
Oh, Sturgill Simpson, who is his producer.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Now, who would you compare Sturgill Simpson to?
Oh, boy. Oh, man, that's hard.
Chris Stapleton?
No, absolutely not. No, I do not want to listen to him ever.
Why is that?
He's just, you know, he's kind of degrading to people I love.
Like who? Like who? I don't know enough
George
about
Jones, him. Maybe Waylon, maybe John Prine.
He's degrading
maybe
to
some
them?
Other ones. I think so. I don't think he's that. I don't think he's that respectful. Hey, I had something to tell you.
What's that now?
So last week I was listening in, and there was like a Michael. Maybe who was hosting?
Yeah,
and there's some filth, some garbage,
some filth. I'm getting reports on this, Brigitta.
Yeah, garbage. I mean, my boyfriend listens to your show. I mean, pretty frequently, and that's how I know of you. And I'm a big old fan, but this was no good.
I was not here. I was literally out of the country.
Oh yeah,
and I had
Toronto, right?
What's that?
Toronto, maybe.
Toronto. I was in Toronto.
Yeah.
I had set up a show that was, it was called the Good Time Puppet Hour. And then apparently their van broke down. So we scrambled. And then this other guy, like you said, his name was Michael. Showed up. And apparently he did something very, very out of character for what I had expected the show to be. I expected puppets and some good jokes, like a joke you'd find in a Bazooka Joe comic. You know what I mean? The stuff for everybody.
Agreed.
Now, Brigitta, I have actually been handed a note from my producer saying that the person, Michael, that you had actually in question is saying, and this is not me saying this.
Okay.
So please don't take this personally. This is not Tom saying this. This is from being relayed from Michael.
Mm.
Tell this caller to grow up and then hang up on her.
That's fine.
I'm not doing it. I respect you too much.
Thank you.
So what else is going on?
I feel like I'm pretty grown.
Yeah. What else?
You know, nothing's really new.
Hey, you happy? She's a nice person. Nice person. It's in the name of a comedy. We all just do the things for the comedy. Right? Mike, you gotta realize your thing is very polarizing.
Yeah, I mean, you know. To me, it was like one call was kind of everybody keeps focusing on that.
Yeah, okay. Lori from Miami went off what? The.
She just kind of let it roll, you know?
Yeah.
She found an outlet for her stuff.
No, of course not. I would have hung up on her. But that's fine.
She wanted to do her thing. And I don't even know what she did. I had heard something about Giorgio the Human Carpet. I went to see the band Black Lips live in Brooklyn once at this warehouse. And it's pitch black. I'm stepping over the thing and suddenly it's like, whoa, what's this bump in the floor? It's like, oh, that's Giorgio the Human Carpet. It's a guy who rolls himself up in a carpet at rock shows so everybody can step on him. And he's in there having a little party rolled up in the carpet. For me personally, I'd like to know I'm at a party. That's all I ask. Just let me know I'm at. It should be my choice to be at a party. Not just trying to get closer to the stage to watch the band play and then find out I'm stepping on Giorgio the Human Carpet, who's in there having a little celebration in his rolled up carpet. How does he propose that to the venue? Hello, it's me, Giorgio the Human Carpet. I was wondering if I could load my carpet in 2 hours before doors. I will roll myself in it at a weird corner that people will trip over and possibly break an ankle in this darkened room. But don't worry, I'll be in there snug as a bug in a rug getting my jollies as everybody steps on me with no say over whether they wanted to or not. I can, yes. Okay. How much? Well, I don't know if... Oh, you'd be paying me that much. I thought you were going to say I had to pay that much. Sure. Well, I'm not familiar with these bands, actually. Can you send me some of their music so I can check it out? I don't want to do anything that runs counter to the Giorgio the Human Carpet brand. Is that guy still out? He might just be rolled up in a carpet somewhere. Maybe somebody forgot him. You know, that's how the dude who played R2-D2 died. They left him in one of those R2-D2s. They found him 9 years later. They opened an R2-D2. There's a skeleton inside. And they're like, oops. Uh-oh. So that's where Kenny Baker went. Yeah. Awkward. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Yeah, I opened an R2-D2, found Kenny Baker in there, dead as a door. He's been dead for 9 years in there. And the first thing I said was, awkward. And then the guy next to me said, is he dead in there? And I was like, you think? And he's like, I just threw up in my mouth a little. And then I was like, that's not even a thing. And then I said, is there someone else I can talk to here? And then he said, awkward. Oh, this chair. Write one word down, Mike. Earl. O-I-L. Earl. If you don't bring Earl next week. Yeah, you better. Or I'm getting the ruler out. I'm going to wrap your knuckles. And like the caller said, these dry hands, these dry winter hands. Oh, you're not going to want those. You're going to want, not going to want that. Not bringing any hand cream or lotion. Dry, chapped hands. 201-332-3484 is the number as we wind down tonight's best show. One thing I do want to say is a young man named, let me pull this up. There is a a GoFundMe that is active for a young guy named Jason Sands. Sains? Yeah. Well, he had a bad accident, and I think he's got a pretty big challenge ahead of him, and there's a need money for it. So go check out the GoFundMe for Team Jason, the recovery fund, and yeah. And next week there will be a show next week, probably not on Tuesday though, because I do have more work. I got to go back for work. And then I will be back. Best show, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Alex in Brooklyn.
Alex in Brooklyn. What's going on in Brooklyn tonight, Alex?
Nothing much. It's the first time I've been able to listen to the show live in, like, since January.
Really?
A whole
year.
This year, but I'd been working a job where I had to be at work at 4 a.m., so I couldn't really stay up too late.
Sure. What kind of job would that be?
Baker.
A baker? What are you baking?
Morning pastries and a pie.
All right. What kind of pie?
Oh, apple, pumpkin, all the usual stuff, I guess.
The classics.
Yeah.
What's a weird pie that you baked that you didn't like?
That I didn't like?
That people like. What's one that people like that you didn't like? But you had to pretend that you didn't let on you didn't like it.
I get, there's like a salty honey pie that was kind of a little weird to me.
Mm-hmm. Didn't like it.
But people seem to be pretty into.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of pie, do you know what kind of pie is really bad up in Toronto?
All of it?
Pizza pie.
Right. Pizza pie. Of course.
So so what's going on tonight, Alex?
Not much. My boyfriend and I are getting married later this week.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you for marriage advice.
Well, yeah, just be a nice person. Be a nice person.
All right. I think we can handle that.
Yeah, well, maybe you can't. That might be too hard for some people.
That's true.
Just be a nice person, Alex.
That's a good rule of thumb just for life.
So what's his deal? What's his deal?
What does he do?
Yeah, whatever. What's his deal? Well, how would you answer somebody saying, what's his deal?
I would say he's a painter who makes money by taking care of a bunch of dogs.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's good.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Well, that's awesome. Then there you go. Where are you getting married? What's going to be the thing? Where are you getting married? At a funny place?
We're just getting married down at City Hall.
Okay.
And then we're going to eat a bunch of food and go do karaoke with some friends.
What song are you going to do at karaoke?
I don't know. I keep threatening him with Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Can you hit those notes?
Not really, which might make it better. I don't know.
I think you got to do it.
Yeah. Well, now I told you, so I guess now I really have to do it.
Now you're locked in now. Now you're locked in. Well, this is very exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tom.
And I will talk to you after you get married.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Paul in Toronto.
Oh, hi, Paul. Do I know this, Paul?
We've spoken a couple times before.
Okay. What's going on, Paul? What are you up to in Toronto tonight? What neighborhood are you in? Snoozeville?
Well, actually,
Mad Pizza
that's
Town.
Kind of one of the reasons I called, actually, because I think a couple weeks ago on the Instagram, you posted a series of pictures of, you know, convenience stores of Toronto. And I must say, and I was like waiting for the bus to go to work, and I saw this, and you were in my neighborhood, and I could not believe it. I could not contain my excitement that Tom was.
Well, that's the sweetest thing I ever heard. Now, which one of the, because there's stores up there, they call them, it'll be like milk. Tom's Milk.
Yeah. This was the last picture. It was Jack's Milk. And, well, obviously you're not there right now, so I guess I can say the location. It was at Mimico and Lakeshore, which is my neighborhood, and you were probably standing right in front of the beer store on Lakeshore, or the 7-Eleven.
I was probably in front of the, yeah. That's the place. And that also, there's literally a pizzeria. Get this, has the nerve to call itself a slice of heaven.
Oh, I know that one. But anyways, I have a little bit of
here we go.
Trivia for you.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you got?
Next, you know, like that complex where that Jack's Milk was. The main part of that building that used to be called the Mimicombo Roller Rink. And in 1956, James Brown played there two nights in a row.
He played at the milk store?
No, it was technically next to it. I think it's a one of those dispensaries now, and before that it was like a condo furniture store, and then before that it was like a dog grooming place.
Sure.
And before that, it was a really nice video store. But
do you know what song? Do you know what song? If James Brown went to Toronto and ate pizza, do you know what song he would not be able to sing? I Feel Good.
Well, Tom, I'm not going to lie, and you know, I wasn't going to call and talk about pizza, but I'm going to say you got it right about the pizza and the weird middle slice or the middle cut, but. There are, granted, a few places, but as far as chains go, you hit the nail on the head, buddy. It's good to have you back in the guard state. You're sounding great.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks.
No problem.
Not. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. You have a great night, man. You too. Bye.
Okay, sweetheart. I was watching a clip of Milton Berle and Richard Pryor on, I think, Mike Douglas, and it's such a great moment. Do you know this one, Mike? Milton Berle's in the middle of telling the story about how he had a child out of wedlock. And Richard Pryor, like, laughs. Because Milton Berle's turning this thing into, like, a moment where he's self-pitying. Like, and I had a... And Richard Pryor laughs, and then he goes, Richard, I wish I... At your age, I wish I could have found it as funny as you, like, and then Richard Pryor doesn't kind of like fall in line with basically this Uncle Milton Berle is this guy from the 50s who sucked and was only popular when there was like one channel on television and people didn't have a choice. As soon as they added a second channel, nobody watched his show. They were like, literally, we'll watch a test pattern, then watch this guy. So then he goes, Richard, I told you this 9 years ago, and I'm going to tell it to you again in front of millions of people. Pick your spots, baby. And then Richard Pryor goes, all right, sweetheart. Which is basically him saying two words that are not all right, sweetheart, The second word is you. It is, I got to play it now. I'm going to play the audio on this. All right, sweetheart. Pick your spots, baby. Just the nerve. I told you this 9 years ago. I'm going to tell you now in front of millions of people. Pick your spots, baby. As if he's supposed to be terrified of this washed up.
Years ago on the Mike Douglas Show, comedy legends Milton Berle and Richard Pryor went at it after Pryor laughed while Berle was telling a serious story about having a child out of wedlock.
So she first consented to not have a baby and have an abortion.
What is, I'm sorry, man, but I just did it.
I wish, Richard, that I could have laughed at that time at your age. When I was your age, the way you just laughed now, but I just couldn't. I told you this 9 years ago, and I'm going to tell you on the air in front of millions of people. Pick your spots, baby.
All right, sweetheart.
Pick your spots.
Mike, I'm going to tell you this now. I told you this 13 years ago, and I'm going to say it now in front of not millions, but a lot of people. Pick your spots, baby. I don't know why this is the funniest thing I've ever... Because Milton Berle's also, like, looking off. He won't, like, look at Richard Pryor. Like, he's just looking up and away.
I wish, Richard, that I could have laughed at that time at your age. When I was your age, the way you just laughed now, but I just couldn't. I told you this 9 years ago, and I'm going to tell you on the air in front of millions of people. Pick your spots, baby.
All right, sweetheart.
Pick your spots.
Like he expected him to, like, fold. Pick your spots, baby. All right, sweetheart. Oh. Pick your spots. Hey, Dudio. Yeah. Pick your spots, baby. All right, I'm ending the show. This is enough, right? Back here in New Jersey, it had to happen. Finally, the day came, and I am back, and I will be back more, and I might... We will be back next week, and it might not be on a Tuesday, but I'll keep everybody appraised of the situation, and we'll figure that out. And I used to end the show with a song called Xanadu, but now I end the show with a song called
Every Day I'm Hustling.
No, I'm not ending it with Rick Ross. I'm not playing Rick Ross on the... That's a deal I need. That was like a prison guard. I could cut it as a prison guard, right? I'd be so crooked. Oh, can you imagine me? I'd be looking the other way all the time. I'd be swimming in cigarettes. I don't even smoke. Man, I'd have so many cigarettes. No. You know how I do it here on the best show. No, it's a fun show. We like to laugh. We like to have a good time. Right? Right, Mike?
Yeah.
But you know, think about it. It's not always funny. Cause you know, usually I would come here on a Tuesday and I would know next Tuesday I'll be here also. But then I got this job. And it took your guy far away. It took me to Tirana. And I was up there for over 2 months. Tried to do the show as much as I could. Some nights I did it from the street while I was working. Other nights I did it from the apartment. And other weeks I couldn't do it at all. I couldn't swing it.
But that's work. That's how it goes. And I'm okay with that. But you know, no matter what job it is, I love the best show more than anything else I got. And, you know, I look back at that time and I'm like, boy, I wish I could have done the best show every week, because I miss the best show and I miss you guys. But you know what? This job, it's coming to an end. And you know what that means? More best show, and I'm going to be back in New Jersey. I'm going to be doing the show the way I want to do the show, and I'm going to be doing the show the way I got to do the show, because that's how I do the show, because that's who I am, and this is my favorite thing, is this show. I've been doing this show for so long, and this is what I want to do. I'll be doing this show till I croak, and look, will that be soon? Sometimes I feel yes. Sometimes I feel yes. My number's going to get called soon. Other times, I don't think so. Other times, I think I'll be here for another 60 years. Other times, though, I say to myself, I gotta just pick my spots, baby. I say, pick my spots, baby, because it's gonna end soon, but you know what? I can't control that. I wouldn't want to know. I can't know, and I don't know, and I shouldn't know. You shouldn't know. All we can do is live the life that we got the way we want to live the life and to do the things we do, and we know the right thing to do, and we know you only get one life. Even if you get more, maybe you get more. You don't know. So you know what? I decided I'm going to just do what I want for the rest of this life now. If I want to do it, I'm doing it. And that's how it goes, because I don't know if I'm going to be out of here soon or not soon. But I do know one thing, that the best show is my favorite thing, and you are my favorite thing, because you listen to the best show. And I love you, and I'm back, and we're not going anywhere. So let's keep doing it. It's December 2019, right around the corner. We're going to have a good time, and we do it the way we do it each and every Tuesday.